And now, gender pronouns.
In English, it is difficult to avoid personal pronouns. And in the case of third-person singular pronouns, she and he, that means making a choice about gender. Is the person being referred to male or female? So, what about the growing number of people who prefer not to identify as either? Shouldn't there be a gender-neutral pronoun available for them? The current debate about gender-neutral pronouns focuses on the rights of genderqueer or non-binary people, but it started out as a feminist issue. Until about 50 years ago, it was very common in English to use he as a generic form, referring to both males and females. Today, using he generically when referring to all readers would sound sexist and absurd. Starting around the 1970s, alternatives to the generic he started to appear, especially in writing. For example, using he or she, always using she instead of he, or alternating between he and she. The problem with all three of the approaches mentioned above is that they still exclude anyone who doesn't identify with he or she. English seemed to be missing a vital word, a third-person singular pronoun that could refer to anybody. A woman, a man, or a person who identifies with a different gender. Back in the 1800s, people were already experimenting with gender-neutral pronouns as an alternative to he, him, his, or she, her, her. The earliest of these alternative pronoun sets was probably EMS, proposed in 1841 by Francis A. Brewster, an American doctor who wrote a grammar book on the side. In 1858, an American lawyer and composer suggested thon, derived from that and one. This was a little more successful and even got included in a dictionary produced by Merriam-Webster in 1934. But a few decades later, they took it out again. In recent decades, there have been new attempts, especially among genderqueer people, to come up with user-friendly, gender-neutral pronouns. These are sometimes known as neo-pronouns. Two of the most widely used neo-pronouns are zezia with a Z and zezia with an X. For example, the sentence David gave his book to Anna could be written using neo-pronouns as Z gave Zia book to Zem. Or, how about avoiding pronouns completely? Jack ate Jack's food because Jack was hungry, although this does get pretty tiring with longer names. There's another, more obvious solution to the missing word problem, they used in the singular. For example, when the student arrives, tell them to wait here. It's a construction we use every day without thinking about it, and it's widely accepted in formal writing too. In fact, they, them, their has been used in the singular for many centuries. The Oxford English Dictionary records an example of singular their as far back as 1375. What's changed in recent years is that they pronouns are now being used for specific individuals. Of all the gender-neutral pronouns in use at the moment, they is certainly the most popular. It's true that using non-binary pronouns can be tricky at first, but English has a long history of inventing, adopting, or adapting words to reflect a changing world. In any case, it is possible that in a few generations, gender-neutral pronouns will be a fully established part of the English language, and people will look back in amazement at a time when we thought he and she could cover everybody.